This goes to Dr. Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, fax 989-629-8145, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Henlin. It's H-E-H, N like November, L-I-N like November. Date of birth 7/13/1952. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Henlin with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was July 6th of 2023. He usually travels to Florida in the winter and states that he did have a good year this year. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He has lost 13 pounds over the last year. He is limiting caloric intake and eating healthier, he believes. He believes his blood sugars are also fairly well controlled. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, he's anticoagulated with warfarin. He uses gabapentin, 900 milligram in the morning and 600 in the evening. Novolog 70/30 twice a day. Tramadol is 50 milligram every 8 hours as needed, and Lipitor is 80 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam: weight 257 pounds, pulse 71 and regular, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Today, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. The abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and the trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 13th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.14. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus 3.2, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.1, hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. We will continue to have the patient get labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.